This is Chill 30, I'm DJ Rue, and welcome to another 30 minutes of chill out music and Christian meditation. Be joyful always, pray at all times, be thankful in all circumstances. This is what God wants from you in your life in union with Christ Jesus. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 16 to 18. Ask and you will receive, seek and you will find, knock and the door will be opened to you. For everyone who asks will receive, and anyone who seeks will find, and the door will be opened to those who knock. Matthew chapter 7, verse 7 and 8. the vine and you are the branches. Those who remain in me and I in them will bear much fruit, for you can do nothing without me. Whoever does not remain in me is thrown out like a branch and dries up. Such branches are gathered up and thrown into the fire, where they are burnt. If you remain in me and my words remain in you, then you will ask for anything you wish, and you shall have it. My Father's glory is shown by your bearing much fruit, and in this way you become my disciples. I love you just as the Father loves me. Remain in my love. If you obey my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have obeyed my Father's commands and remain in his love. John chapter 15, verse 5 to 10. We love because God first loved us, and in loving God we find our greatest delight, our highest joy, our deepest peace, our brightest vision, our strongest shelter. As we live in His love, we welcome the Lord's unchanging, attentive presence and feel at home dwelling in His courts of praise on good days and bad. Revived and refreshed through prayer and worship, we are renewed with the Spirit's power, no matter what we're going through. This is a reading by Deborah Evans. Thank you. I may be able to speak the languages of human beings and even of angels, but if I have no love, my speech is no more than a noisy gong or a clanging bell. I may have the gift of inspired preaching. I may have all knowledge and understanding all secrets. I may have all the faith needed to move mountains. But if I have no love, I am nothing. I may give away everything I have and even give up my body to be burnt. But if I have no love, this does me no good. Love is patient and kind. It is not jealous or conceited or proud. Love is not ill-mannered or selfish or irritable. Love does not keep a record of wrongs. Love is not happy with evil, but is happy with the truth. Love never gives up, and its faith, hope, and patience never fail. Love is eternal. There are inspired messages, but they are temporary. There are gifts of speaking in strange tongues, but they will cease. There is knowledge, but it will pass, for our gifts of knowledge and of inspired messages are only partial. But when what is perfect comes, then what is partial will disappear. When I was a child, my speech, feelings, and thinking were all those of a child. Now that I have grown up, I have no more use for childish ways. What we see now is like a dim image in a mirror. Then we shall see face to face. What I know now is only partial. Then it will be complete, as complete as God's knowledge of me. Meanwhile, these three remain: faith, hope, and love. And the greatest of these is love. 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Thanks for listening to Chill 30, brought to you by DJ Roo. Chill 30.